I don't know whether you've seen it or not, but Jeffrey Zeldman over at Zeldman.com has just written a post about being inspired to write. And he's talking about how sometimes you feel inspired to write when you're relaxed and when you're in the zone and full of ideas and energy and stuff like that. And other times you're not. And he talks about the writing process and about how when you're not in the right place, you shouldn't be writing, because it shows in what you're writing that the quality goes down. And he says as well that that's the case to some extent with design as well. But perhaps you can get away with a little bit more in design than you can with writing. But it's certainly true in my own job that if I'm not in the right frame of mind, if I'm not enthusiastic, if I'm not feeling creative, then things come hard. And I can spend hours plugging away at a problem, whether it be design, whether it be in, you know, writing a blog post or whatever it is, when I could do the whole thing in a few minutes if I was feeling relaxed, if I was feeling full of energy. And I get teased a lot, especially by Mr. Hicks, John Hicks, about the fact that I take naps in the day and that I will go and have a lie down. But I think there's a really good reason for that. I think that it re-energizes me. You know, I have lunch and I'm feeling a bit sleepy after lunch. I'll go and have a nap and then I'll get up and I'll blitz work. And I will do stuff 10 times faster than I would have done if I just kept slogging through. So ultimately you get that time back. So, I mean, that's one technique that I use. The other thing I use to kind of remain creative and remain enthused about the work that I'm doing is to work to my natural hours. I will tend to work later, I'll start later and I'll work through later because I'm naturally more of a kind of night person, and I tend to do a bit more in the evening as well. Now you might be thinking, but I can't do that. I work a 9-to-5 job and I'm kind of stuck and there's no way I could go and have a nap in the middle of the day like some toddler. But there are other things I think anybody can do. The first is I have a task list, like most people, and in that task list, I've got them organised in different ways because I'm a bit of a getting things done fiend, but one of the contexts that I work with is quick distractions. So when I'm losing momentum on something, when I'm getting stuck on something, whether it be a blog post or a design or whatever, I look up my quick distraction list, which is full of little things that I'm meaning to get around to, but you know aren't ever kind of significant enough to do proper. And I will do a few of those just to have a break from the other work that I'm doing. The other technique that I use, which I find quite useful, is I will like to run multiple projects simultaneously. So what that means is as I lose momentum on one, I can swap over to another, work on that for a while, and then swap back when I lose momentum on that second project. So all the time you're keeping things fresh and you're keeping your mind active because you're facing different problems and different things all the time. So if you can do any of those things, you might find them beneficial in being more creative and more enthused about the work you're doing.